Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The world watched in horror, Lee, a couple weeks ago as the Taliban changed the law. In Afghanistan, used to be minimum age marriage 16. Now it's 9.
Good grief.
Yeah, and the BBC's coverage of this is absolutely horrific. Under the Taliban, and people are so poor that fathers were selling their daughters to feed their other children. Who's responsible for that? I'll tell you. One man. I blame one man more than any other on earth for it. John Thune, head of the Senate. What does he have to do with the Taliban? Oh, he's funding them. He's keeping them in place with $40 million of your tax money every 2 weeks or so. Well, finally, Lee, I've been on this for a very long time. Somebody asked John Thune, why, for the love of all that is holy, will you not allow a vote on the Defund the Taliban bill, which has passed twice in the House now? Tim Burchett and Nancy Mace were behind it. Why are you funding the enemy? There is no way John Thune does not know that this passed the House twice. Okay, he's the Senate Majority Leader. He was finally asked about it yesterday. Listen to this. This man should lose his office just for this.
Leader Thune, the House passed Tim Burchett's bill to defund the Taliban. I think it was 11 months ago. Every week that goes by, they get another $40 million. When can the American people expect to see a vote on this, and do you expect it to pass?
I don't know when. We don't have that on currently on the schedule here. And you said it's passed in the House?
Yes.
Okay. I have not seen it. If it's come over from the House, that's not something that we consider putting on the floor at this point.
Liar. There is no way he doesn't know that. It has trended again and again on X. You think he doesn't know what passes in the House? The Republican Party controls the House. Lee, just to understand what we're talking about here. This is a number no one should ever forget. 2,459 U.S. service members died in Afghanistan. Died. At the hands of who? Gosh, it'll come to me. I don't know. Oh, the Taliban. Them. Yes, the ones we're paying $40 million a week to stay in power. You know, the ones who do those military parades. By the way, this did not start under John Thune. It started under Joe Biden. But Thune has continued it. Even worse, and I've played all the audio and it'd take me an hour to lay it all out again, which you can find on my Battleground America podcast. We've had warnings repeatedly that Al-Qaeda has now settled in and is running training camps again in Afghanistan under who? The Taliban, who we keep in power.
And why is it we went into Afghanistan to begin with? Oh, that's right, because of training camps in Afghanistan for the Taliban.
Yes, exactly. So again, John Thune, face of evil, he's just got to go. I mean, this old way of the uniparty, fund our enemies. I mean, my only guess is there's one of two reasons they're doing this. Number one, so we'll have enemies in the future to fight, make money off of fighting for all those military industrial contractors, right? Because we do this. We fund our enemies. I've been documenting it for a long time. There's that. And then there's this other thing that makes me wonder if John Thune doesn't have a deal like Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had with the Chinese. Because remember, Joe Biden deliberately let Afghanistan fall to the Taliban, and the Brits passed a condemnation of him almost unanimously through their parliament for it, because the Brits and the French said, please let us take Afghanistan. If you don't want to, you want to pull out, that's awesome. We will take over. We can control it very easily. Give us Bagram Air Force Base. And we said, sure, we'll do that. And then we pulled out in the middle of the night so they, without telling them, so it would fall to the Taliban. That didn't make any sense to me until a few months later in the Wall Street Journal, it all became clear. It made so much sense. The Taliban, they remember, had cut a deal with China to allow them to mine the lithium, the rare earth minerals mines, exclusive contract, billions of dollars the Taliban would be paid from China. Well, it was a multi-billion dollar deal. They weren't going to get all the billions, but they were going to get some of it, right? And so it was critical that the Taliban stay in power so that China could have exclusive control of the mines. I'm convinced that's why Joe Biden did that, let it fall to the Taliban. John Thune have that deal, the Hunter Biden deal? We only know about Hunter Biden's deal because he left his laptop somewhere because he was so coked out of his head. Do they all have that deal? Because I can't think of another reason John Thune would be funding the Taliban. Can you, Lee?
Not at all. I don't know why we ever started, and why it continues is beyond me.
And it's so inexcusable, okay? Yes. All he can do is lie and pretend he doesn't know. He knows. There is no way the Senate leader, Senate Majority Leader, does not know what passes in the House of Representatives. There is no way.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So this is him doing his best to keep funding going to the Taliban. It's a new outrage every day from this guy, Lee.
Yeah.
And, you know, good for Donald Trump. He is not giving up on the SAVE Act. We had some really good news on that last 48 hours. Susan Collins, God bless her, because this is a reach for her, given, you know, she's in Maine, right? Yeah. I mean, we're lucky we even have a senator from Maine. So I give her a big pass on, you know, she votes with us 75% of the time. I'm thrilled she can even get to that because a Democrat should have that seat. But she's come out and said she'll flip her vote in the SAVE Act. In fact, she did in one round of voting. We're at 50 right now, Lee. All John Thune has to do is agree with Trump's new demand this morning, reconciliation, budget bill 3.0, attach the SAVE Act to it. Let's get it done. Let's have Republicans win elections again. And you know what? We can do this with a talking filibuster. We don't even have to get rid of the, you know, Mitch McConnell constructed filibuster they're in love with. We can do it with a talking filibuster that's been used since the founding.
Mm-hmm.
One man is in the way. It's John Thune. So this guy is a really bad dude, and he's got to go. Got to go.
Why is it that when Republicans are in charge, it's always either the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader that's the impediment to any progress?
Well, I can answer that question. It's because the people who are in those positions are the longest serving.
Yeah.
They've been around the longest, right? Seniority, and they've worked their way up,
right.
You know, built their power. And they tend to be from that Bush wing of the party.
Yeah.
And that Bush wing of the party, Daddy Bush, let's never forget who he is, head of the CIA, right? What did the CIA do? They armed and trained bin Laden. They taught him to fight because he was fighting the Russians
in
Afghanistan.
At that time, yeah.
At the time, right. Yes.
Yeah.
And so we have used those as proxy armies for a very long time. And it's a deal with the devil because the second they get powerful enough, they come after us again and try to kill us. And we know that when we arm and train them. This old plan of, hey, we'll just fund the jihadis, that's not going to work anymore, okay? We're not doing that anymore. And I think there's an element of it that they like Al-Qaeda. They like these groups to get strong enough that we have to go fight them every once in a while so all their buddies who donate to them, military-industrial complex contractors, get rich. Yeah. I think there's an element of that too. But I was thrilled, Lee, after talking about this for years, somebody finally asked John Thune yesterday, and he had a lie.
Yeah.
Because he can't tell you the truth.
Thrilled that somebody asked him, not the fact that he lied again, I guess.
No, not that he lied again.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, that is amazing that actually got asked.
Yeah, it's an outrage. I mean, to me, thinking my tax dollars are going to the Taliban, who, by the way, Taliban used to only be able to fight seasonally and then they'd have to go home to harvest.
Right.
This keeps the Taliban in permanent power, keeps total tyranny. Women can't go to school. They're not even allowed to speak in public anymore. You can be beaten if your voice is heard. Thank you, John Thune. And if none of that moves you, fine. Then the graves at Arlington of those 2,000 should move you. We do not pay the enemy. This is great American stupid. I call it gas. We spend 21 years fighting the Taliban, surrendered to them under Joe Biden, and now we pay to keep them in power. To the benefit of who? Yeah, have you noticed something? So many of our policies, who, when you really get to the end of the rat hole, who benefits most? It's always China. It's always China. Taliban falls. You know what's going to fall with it? Those contracts on the rare earth minerals mines. That's going to fall too. So, I mean, if it were me personally, John Thune, such a fan of FISA, such a fan of no search warrant searches, you know what I'd be no search warrant searched? His bank account. And everyone near him, because that's how China does it. It's how they did it with Mitch McConnell. They went through his father-in-law, gave him a shipping business, $200 million value. He was upper middle class when he came in. What's John Thune worth? What's everyone around him worth? Enterprising FBI agent who's a patriot might want to check into that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.